Listening Library presents Skink, No Surrender by Carl Hiaasen. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. 1. I walked down to the beach and waited for Mallie, but she didn't show up. The moon was full and the ocean breeze felt warm. 2 hours I sat there on the sand. No Mallie. In the beginning, it was just annoying, but after a while, I began to worry that something was wrong. My cousin, in spite of her issues, is a punctual person. I kept calling her cell phone, but it went straight to her voicemail, which was Mallie chortling in a British accent, "I'm in the loo! Ring you back later!" I didn't leave a message, and I didn't text either, in case somebody else had her phone. Somebody like her dad, who's my uncle. He takes away Mallie's cell like twice a week as punishment for acting up, acting out, whatever. Still, even when she's in trouble at home, she always finds a way to sneak out to the beach. A few turtle people were scouting the shoreline, waggling their flashlights. I walked north, as Mallie and I usually did. We'd never seen a turtle actually laying her eggs, but we'd found several nests. The first thing you notice is the flipper tracks leading up from the water's edge. Loggerheads, hawksbills, and green turtles leave trenches like a mini dune buggy when they drag their heavy shells across the sand. After the mother turtle finishes depositing her eggs, she covers them with a loose, churned mound. Every time...